Leading partners of Fortis Private Equity Fund Limited, which is at the center of the purchase of Merchant Bank of Ghana, have been explaining how they intend to revamp the ailing bank when they finally start operation. Addressing senior editors in Accra, the chief investment officer of the company, Maoli Hedo, said in addition to injecting capital in the bank, they will aggressively pursue all loan defaulters and reinvest recovered bad loans into the bank. This will ensure they have a sizable balance sheet to support the growth of the bank's business and enable them to make the required investments to meet customers' needs efficiently.
In finance terms, all that we sought to do in valuating the company was to say that as purchasers, people who are investing in the bank, you are only guaranteeing and paying for it 30% of the bad loan. The remaining 70%, you are guaranteeing 30% of the bad loan, because you have to assess all the bad loans and say, this thing, when I look at it, the way it's been dragging for 10 years, the way it's been dragging for 15 years, and Bank of Ghana has given ultimatum that by in the next 3 years, all of this money must be collected 100%. You come to the realization that, look, I can only, as an incoming listener, I can only guarantee 30%. The remaining 70%, we won't collect it, but when we indeed collect it, it will go to Swiss, SIC will take 70%, okay, and then 40P will take 30%, because there's administrative cost. Loans do not come easily. You have to go to court, you have to chase the people, you have to go and, there's huge administrative cost in it. When you sit in your office, you will not get the loan. You have to recruit the best of lawyers, you have to put in a whole lot. So it's not like a bonus. There's huge administrative cost to it. So that is why when we estimated, well, the administrative cost and all of that will be around this time. So the remaining money will go to SLIT and SIC.
A leading partner, Emmanuel Botry, urged Ghanaians to encourage local people to invest in the economy of the country.
While the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, has denied allegations that the union compromised itself on the Senate board in the sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis, reacting to media conference held by a pressure group, AFAG, yesterday, in which the TUC was accused of not seeking the interest of contributors, Mr. Asamoah said the allegations are baseless and unfounded, saying the board rather acted in the best interest of the bank. He advised the public to read around the terms and conditions of the sale so as to make informed arguments.
It's unfortunate if anybody would draw that conclusion, because the Senate board has representation from the TUC and the other labor organization. Indeed, four labor reps are on the Senate board together with the rest. Any decision taken at the Senate board goes into what would be to the best interest of the fund. So yes, that decision has been taken in terms of the state. Ultimately, Bank of Ghana is to do some due diligence to it. But it's important that people get themselves informed of what SNET is going through. It appeared what AFAG was saying, they are not even aware of the level of reforms that are going through at the level of the SNET board. It is a fund, it's a pensions fund. So what it tries to do is that if it puts money in a place and then the money is not yielding the kind of return, it keeps on changing its positions and in that sense. I think it's important that people get the real figures properly, because the figures that have been bungling in the media are not really the figures the truth. But then some level of figures are being thrown out there which is not true. Again, there is with the coming into being of the new pensions fund, SNET is going through some reforms where non-core activities are being moved out. So people should get into the real case of the issue before making the judgment as the affair. Nothing like compromising ourselves. Indeed, we are rather looking at what can really bring about the viability of the fund.
Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.